Welcome to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary and more. Today, Groundhog Goodell and New Orleans 2019 Boycott Bowl. Happy Groundhog Day, everyone. The weather's groundhog expert Punxsutawney Phil did not see his shadow this morning up in Pennsylvania. Thus, he is predicting that winter should come to an end in about 6 weeks. Hooray! In Atlanta this week, the National Football League's commissioner, Roger Goodell, made his annual State of the League address to a large gaggle of reporters, just as eager to hear some real news about issues in the NFL as the weather experts were today in Pennsylvania. And like Bill Murray's daily repeating of the same events during the movie Groundhog's Day, Roger Goodell annually, and mostly painfully, goes in front of the media during Super Bowl week and, for the most part, gives them the same bob and weave shtick over and over again. Groundhog Goodell, who shies away from the bright lights more than the very popular Punxsutawney Phil, stepped up to the microphone on Wednesday and dazzled, sarcasm included, the reporters with vanilla information and artfully played dodgeball with anything remotely controversial, especially involving the New Orleans Saints NFC Championship game. During one of his responses to a question about the Saints game, the NFL's commissioner said, quote, "We understand the frustration of the fans. I've talked to Coach Sean Payton, the team, the players. We understand the frustration that they feel right now, and we certainly want to address that." Well, a chorus of respected Saints football players said, "Not true, Dad." According to Saints players, Roger Goodell may be related to Pinocchio. Saints wide receiver Michael Thomas tweeted in his own unique language, "He ain't talked to us." New Orleans retiring tight end Benjamin Watson, he wrote a personal letter to the commissioner, still no response yet, and Watson tweeted, "And he has all my contact information." And even future Hall of Fame quarterback Drew Brees said he hadn't heard from the league about the NOLA no-call yet either. Said Brees, "It's the commissioner's responsibility to represent the NFL, and yet we don't hear a peep for 10 days," he said. "And it's because he has to do it now because he's at the Super Bowl and he has to do his annual press conference." Well, despite his skill at providing evasive answers, Groundhog Goodell is not an attorney, surprisingly. He majored in economics in college, and he was smart enough to be able to snare a $40 million a year gig as the commissioner of the NFL. In a nutshell, Goodell's job is to be the designated shock absorber for his 32 franchise owners. He is paid to take a licking and keep on ticking while protecting and increasing the value of his boss's franchises. His employers apparently feel that Goodell does his part of that job very, very well. Meanwhile, Saints fans in the city of New Orleans continue to make their preparations for a very unique boycott bowl on Sunday in a way that few cities in America ever could. How, you say? Well, by throwing massive citywide parades and parties, New Orleans style, of course. While most of America will likely tune in and watch at least a portion of Sunday evening's big game, Who Dat Nation's fervent Saints fans plan to turn their back on the televised game en masse. As Saints fans emerge from their recent depression over the infamous no-call which likely prevented New Orleans' beloved football team from being the NFC's representative in Sunday evening's game, the resilient city's loyal Saints fan will send their own message to Commissioner Groundhog Goodell on Sunday with a day full of musical celebrations, parties, and a massive tune-out of the televised football game. One Saints fan summed it up very well. "New Orleanians are identifying like the way we did when we won the Super Bowl. Everyone in New Orleans loved each other then, and now it's like we're all unified in our anger, and we're going to work it out with our humor. Who dat say they're going to watch that game? Not me, that's for sure. I'm Swam Swami. Who dat?"